hear a girl called Chloe talking about a conservation placement she did in Australia last summer. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Thanks for inviting me back to talk to this year's group. I know a few of you are still deciding what to do with your summer, so I thought I'd tell you honestly what mine was like, good and bad, rather than just the highlights. My name's Chloe, and last summer I spent 3 weeks doing a conservation placement on Magnetic Island, off the coast of Queensland in Australia. I found the placement through a website my geography teacher recommended, and I nearly didn't apply because the deadline fell in the same week as my mock exams. The main project I worked on involved monitoring a local population of rock wallabies. Every morning, before it got too hot, our team walked out to check a set of motion sensor cameras hidden along the hillside trails. We had to record how many animals appeared on each memory card and note any signs of injury. What I didn't expect was how much time we'd spend removing an invasive plant called Lantana, which was choking the wallabies' natural feeding areas. It's back-breaking work, and by the second week my hands were covered in small cuts from the thorns, so I started wearing thick gardening gloves every single day. We stayed in a shared cabin with 6 bunk beds, and the volunteers came from about a dozen different countries, which honestly turned out to be my favorite part of the whole trip. Hearing everyone's stories in the evenings mattered more to me than I expected going in. There was one problem, though. On the 9th day, a tropical storm knocked out the electricity for almost 2 days, so we had to boil water on a small gas stove instead of using the kettle. Despite that, if you asked me to name the single most useful skill I picked up, I wouldn't say camera trap data or plant identification, I'd say patience. Because tracking a shy animal that hides for most of the day teaches you to wait quietly for hours without getting frustrated. For anyone thinking of applying next year, my honest advice is to bring a proper head torch, because the one I packed broke on the very first night, and I had to borrow a spare one from the project leader for the rest of the trip. Looking back, the placement changed what I want to study at university. I've decided to apply for a degree in wildlife biology instead of straight geography, which is a big shift from what I was planning even 6 months ago. Anyway, that's the honest version, thorns and power cuts included. If any of that sounds interesting rather than off-putting, come and find me at lunch and I'll show you some photos. Thanks very much for listening.